This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, clear your mind of the mental trash that's in there so that we can put some more stuff, some good stuff in there. This program is brought to you in part by the folks at Progressive Insurance. Insurance they will provide you for your motorcycle, for your boat, for your car, for your RV. Got it? See how much money you can save. Dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE. Also, you can go to Progressive.com. Why would you not? So, I have been studying beauty. I've been studying, there are all kinds of beauty. Think about it. What's around you that's beautiful? Your spouse, I hope you think your spouse is beautiful. Your children, hope you think your children are beautiful. Maybe you live in a good house, a great neighborhood, got a good job. It's all beautiful. The beauty is in the minds of the beholder, like so many other things. And then you think about I have been on occasion in my life lost. I used to say to my children, Megan would say, Daddy, are we lost? Nope. We're exactly where we're supposed to be. We are where we are, and therefore we aren't lost. But when you do get lost, you look at your Google, right, or your Waze, or maybe even you look at a map to figure out where you are and how to get to where you want to go. And that's great. Works well as long as the map of the place that you're trying to get to is accurate. And sometimes it is. Most of the time it is, I've found. I remember using maps. How many people listening to us right now don't really know what's a map? Well, what you see on Waze or Google Earth or whatever, maps there that are there, they're just mobile maps. So anyway, the point of my focus here is that with a lot of people that are venturing into uncharted territory, there are a lot of people who are, they don't know they're lost, but they are. I think there are a lot of people in our country right now who are very lost, and they're looking for a way out. They're looking for a person. They're looking for a place. They're looking for a thing. And mostly it's about guidance. Are you coming up short when it comes to guidance? Do you know where you are? Do you know where you're going? Or are you unsure of which way to go? I think that happens a lot, especially if you haven't had good parenting. I think parenting is so important to where we are, where we're going. Sometimes you're lucky enough. I had good parenting, but it wasn't from my parents. It was from other people that I gravitated to on the farms in my neighborhood, and I became a fixture on the farms because I was scared to go home. So I stayed at the farm as much as possible. I went home to sleep. That was about it. How many of you have had circumstances in your life, whether it was when you were young or maybe middle-aged or maybe older, you became paralyzed with fear because you don't know what's around the corner? And therefore, you feel like you are lost. A lot of people, when they get older, they don't know what's going to happen to them. I think I told you a few months ago, my son sat me down and said, Dad, I'm going to have a very uncomfortable conversation with you. I said, yeah, okay, what are we doing? What are we talking about here? What happens if? And so it was a fairly short conversation. I took it seriously, and he did too. We were sort of lighthearted about it because my children think that I'm the Iron Man and I'll outlive them all. And I hope I don't. I don't think that it's appropriate for parents to outlive their children. But I am fortunate when it comes to my health and my well-being. And they acknowledged that, but they also said, well, what if something happens? Let's say there's an accident and you need treatment. You can't live by yourself if you can't take care of yourself. So what do you do? And they know that I don't want to live in a home. They don't want to live. They know I don't want to live in this. I want to be in my home as long as I can. And if I can't and they're in California, then I need to go to California. But we've sort of talked it out, and we, again, it was kind of lighthearted, but there is the fact that they are both interested in the guidance that they need to make sure that they do with me what I want done. And I guess that's a part of, not to belabor the point, but going around in circles sometimes because we don't like to admit that there's going to be an end to all of this. It just is. Is it right? Well, I don't know if I want to say, I'm not going to call it the end, but there's a change. I'm a great believer in reincarnation. I think we go on in other forms. We come back as other people. I had this conversation with somebody recently who, as it happened, was a very kind of, I don't want to say uptight. He was a buttoned-up businessman. And I have these conversations with people all the time, and I don't, you know, I'm not too concerned about what their reaction is to me, but it's interesting for me to see the reaction that they come back with. And this guy was not anybody I would have thought the same way that I do about things like reincarnation, and this guy was right there. We talked about astrology. So the point is that what used to be the case where men, real men, don't talk about stuff like this, well, real men do. I'm a real man, and I'm fascinated with the things that can't be explained easily. And this is one of them. Just one of the many things that can't be really explained. So anyway, a little medicine for your mind. I went on longer than that than I thought I was going to. Jay has found herself with technical trouble, so she wasn't here to to curb me or to save me from myself. Okay, let's take a look at, if we can, in our minds. I'm sure many of you have seen some of this stuff. These satellite images that show this unbelievable devastation in Libya. The floods in the desert, right? And this goes back to what we were talking about a little earlier. If you were listening to us, if you didn't, you can hear earlier discussions at gooddayshow.com because the show plays all day, every day. And so the thing was, we were talking about the earth and where it's going and all the changes and what will happen if we don't change our evil ways. We can't change what is. We maybe it's our ego that thinks that we have made messes of things. Well, we have made messes of things, and that we can clean them up. Well, some things we can clean up, but you can't stop the earth from changing as it will and as it has. And so, as I said, I think yesterday, the day before, where Libya is now, it's a desert in the Middle East, where it was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 million years ago, before any number of ice ages and changes in the axis of the planet and all kinds of things. It was a lush, beautiful, almost like sub-European continental paradise. And now it's a desert. A lot of things are going to change because they do. That's the nature of the planet. Anyway, the reality is that 5,300 people here have been killed. Some of the cities, the city of Derna, D-E-R-N-A, 25% of it has just been wiped out, disappeared, gone. So, you know, you say, well, that's over there, and that wouldn't happen here. Well, hello, Katrina. Look what happened to New Orleans. Same thing happened. Been rebuilt foolishly because the Army Corps of Engineers built the same stuff that didn't work. Again, the mindless nature of bureaucracy. There it is. And so I've come around to this, speaking of the mindless bureaucracy that exists in the world. There are thousands of child care programs that have been funded by state money and by federal money. And apparently these programs, many of them are at risk for closing because there is not a new round of money that is aimed at keeping these child care centers, the industry itself, afloat. So some of the money came from pandemic relief, got that, and that's running out. At the end, the fiscal year ends at the end of September. New fiscal year, federal fiscal year, starts October 1st. And a lot of the things that were part of the rescue plans will be over. They're expiring September 30th, and I think that's a good thing. We should have much more legislation. As a matter of fact, every piece of legislation that's ever passed, whether it be state legislation or even local stuff, there should be a sunset clause. This particular provision lasts until, pick a date, September 30th, 2023 in this case. And so there's the Democrats are yelling at the Republicans, the same old garbage again. The Republicans don't want it to continue because it's too expensive. See, this, the devil's always in the details. It isn't that the Republicans are against it. The Republicans, or at least the conscious Republicans, not some of the right-wing lunatics, but the people like Mitt Romney, who announced his retirement, which I think is too bad, because of all the older members of Congress, I think he's one of the most conscious members of Congress, frankly. He was a resident in New England for quite a long time. He had a place, I think he still has a place up on Lake Winnipesaukee, as a matter of fact. He lived in Massachusetts. He ran for governor. He won, and he was good. He was a very good governor. And he learned in Massachusetts there aren't many Republicans who make statewide office. And he did, and he worked well with the Democrats, and he would be a good model. You know, the whole business about Mormonism gets in his way a little bit, but he was a good admin, and he was a sympathetic human being. Anyway, so a lot of the Republicans are accused of not being sympathetic, but that's because the Democrats want it their way, and if you don't do it our way, hit the highway. And so the Republicans aren't supporting this because there's a lot of graft, there's a lot of corruption, there's a lot of waste in these plans. They were put together very quickly during COVID, and they just don't work the way they ought to. So all the liberal senators like Bernie Sanders and Catherine Clark, the representative of Massachusetts, they're all on this, and they're all whining and crying because this stuff is in question. And, yeah, the child care programs are good. They serve a lot of families, and it's one of those, I guess, social responsibilities that we have. But for heaven's sakes, let's look at the practicality. If it serves 3 million children, that's great, but it costs like $24 billion to do it, huh? Does that number make any sense to you? I think that's what the crux of the question is here. All right, 18 after. This is a good day.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Ford's Michael Sego offered up some details on the tires and the new paint colors on the all-new Mustang E-Rally.
So we actually do have Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires on there, 235-55s, which are going to give it that aggressive look. It's going to help it with grip on loose surfaces. And it also, while we do have a bona fide suspension lift, the tires add a bit more ride height as well. Really cool color palette that we're coming out with in 24 for the Rally also. So we have Grabber Blue Metallic, which is not necessarily new to the Mustang stable, so that's a great Mustang heritage color. Shadow Black, Star White Tri-Coat, and then we're going to actually have three brand new colors to the Mach-E lineup. My personal favorite is Eruption Green. We're also going to have Glacier Gray, and then the photos that you may have seen are an eye-popping Grabber Yellow.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sob Up promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry! Visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
My ride smells
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Twenty-three after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We're doing social media in this portion of every hour of the program. And today I find a couple of things that are worthy of note. I believe one of them is the problem in Apple Land. The finest apples in Apple Land. The folks at Apple are fighting the French claim that the iPhone 12 surpasses European radiation exposure limits. French regulators ordered a pause on sales because the phones that have already been sold to customers may endanger them. Radiation exposure. We haven't heard that problem discussed since those big clunky phones. I don't even remember. Remember the ones that the younger members of our class will not remember this, but the older members have these. They were like 4-pound phones that had an antenna on them. Those were the first cell phones, and they were so loaded with all kinds of junk, they created brain cancer in thousands of people. So obviously the French government, doing a little research, says, whoops, there's a little too much of this frequency stuff. So they've demanded that Apple withdraw the phone 12, the iPhone 12, from France right now. The specific absorption rate exceeds limits set by the European Union. So, press release I'm reading says Apple has to immediately adopt all necessary measures to prevent the iPhone 12 from being made available on the market. Wow. Boys and girls at Apple aren't going to like that much. Apple says it's already given multiple lab results to show, that they are wrong. Well, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the French and the European Union? You're going to believe Apple trying to sell more phones? I think I'll go down on the side of the French just to be cautious. Not that I'm about to get an iPhone 12 anyway. But these people, it's amazing. And they'll spend more money trying to legitimize something that's illegitimate than fixing the problem. So basically the bottom line, if you're in the market for a new iPhone and you're looking at the iPhone 12, don't. All right, get another one. I have one that I have, an SL or something. I'm an old, old. Everything is relative, but anyway, be careful. All right, next item of interest to social media, especially those of you who use Google and who doesn't. Google has been charged with having a monopoly, so they're on trial. one wonders what their response is going to be. 90% of web searches in the world are done on Google. So there are people who don't like that, people who think it's unhealthy, people who think they've cornered the market on information. So there is a question about whether they're taking advantage of consumers. There's more need for competitors in this kind of consumerism, and that Google has managed to chase everybody that came in as a competitor out of business or buy them up. And that's a problem. If you don't have Google, then you're kind of shut out of a lot of info, and I think that's not good. That's not fair. It's not right. And then one of the things in the trial claims that Google has lobbied and made unbelievable donations. Here we are back to that same thread again of how much money is given to members of Congress and members of the Senate who hold sway on the legislation that affects the social media business and the business of tech in general. These tech giants are way too powerful. Google, those two little worms that came up there, and Zuckerberg and that ilk. So anyway, the Justice Department is after them. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with. Apple's another example of that kind of stuff. So on your behalf, supposing this is being done, and hopefully it comes out to be actually on your...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Fuel prices are continuing to soar. With the Biden administration's dependence on foreign oil producers, production cuts made by OPEC Plus and its allies have pushed crude oil to a 10-month high, putting financial pressure on construction companies, transportation businesses, farmers, and the American people. Yesterday's Consumer Price Index saw inflation increase to 3.7% last month from a year earlier. The husband of Democrat Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska died yesterday after a single-engine plane he was flying crashed shortly after takeoff in southwestern Alaska. The Congresswoman's office said that she would return to Alaska to be with her family as they grieve the death of 57-year-old Eugene Peltola. The Peltolas have seven children and stepchildren. The plane is said to have crashed under unknown circumstances by the National Transportation Safety Board. Lance Pry, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
From Flashdance. You know where this is from? I don't remember. Jay, you don't remember?
I can't hear it. I can only hear you guys.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's wonderful. All right, yeah. A few technical glitches here and there. 34 at the hour. Yes.
Don't they say that Mercury, once it's out of retrograde, you still have to wait 2 more weeks before everything stabilizes?
Yes.
Like you still have some of that residual effect? Because
yeah.
Mercury retrograde is coming out... and not super great. Like, technical issues are not fun.
No, they are no fun whatsoever, and you've had a few today, to be sure. So I saved this conversation, because when we did social media a few minutes ago, I had a couple of stories that were okay on their own, but this one required your consideration and participation. Excuse me, there's a backlash. You know, I was talking on social media about Google and the usual culprits. Now, there's something interesting in the USA Today, apparently the USA Today has put out an ad looking for a reporter whose sole job is to follow Taylor Swift and Beyonce around the world.
Really?
That's the job.
How can you do both at the same time?
I don't know. Maybe they need two. Maybe there are two jobs here, one following Beyonce and one following Taylor Swift. What is the state of the world? There is a reporter needed on perhaps arguably the biggest international newspaper. It's probably a toss-up between USA Today and The Guardian as to how big the circulation is and therefore how big the influence is, but they're both very hugely influential.
Oh, Taylor Swift is about to bring a whole bunch of revenue to the film industry. Her Eras Tour is going to be hitting the big screen, and you better believe they are going to be they're going to sell out. There's going to be sold out crowds for those tickets to go sit in a theater and jam out for 3+ hours.
Wow. Hunga bunga. Well, you know what? It's okay. I think I'm so much now in the in that camp that it's, you know, it's you're cool if you're there and you're not cool if you're not there. So
I think you're
cool.
You know
me, I want to be cool.
Either which way.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the latest from USA Today. And of course all the supposedly, what do they call them, the legitimate news media? What are they doing? This isn't legitimate news. Of course it is.
But also, when it comes to Taylor Swift and Beyonce, they don't have stuff in the news unless they want it in the news. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
they,
does.
Most people, every now and then there's sightings or some stuff. Like, there's that whole elevator incident with Jay-Z and Solange and Beyonce. Taylor Swift, everybody's always, you know, in her business about whom she's dating and all of that.
Yeah, right.
But to a degree, they, when they really want to stay under the radar and not be in the news for new stuff, of course, people always like regurgitate things or sources say.
Yeah, make stuff up.
But yeah, but when they really want to stay out of it, they will. So how difficult will this position be for the journalist who is following them? Unless they sign off on it.
Yep. All right, let's get some Mexican news here. El Chapo's wife, the wife of the drug kingpin, Joaquin Guzman, released from federal custody after completing a 3-year sentence for helping him run his business. Her name is Emma Aispuro. She pled guilty to 3 federal offenses, part of a, well, she had a plea deal to testify against her husband, right? She's going to be in 4 years of supervised release. She said, "I am regretful for any and all harm that I caused." And so, anyway.
Well, didn't she essentially take over the family business?
Yeah, she did. So the fact she only got 3 years for all that mayhem, I don't know about that. And then I see something else that attracted my attention about Mexican cartels. That is the fate of Peso Pluma, a Mexican star, MTV Video Music Award winner. He was in the MTV Music Awards, apparently, and now he's going to have a concert at the big stadium right over the border in Tijuana. So yesterday or the day before, one day this week anyway, the Mexican, this is an interesting way of communicating now with the cartels. There was a banner on the end of a plane flying over San Diego that basically said, "We're going to get you, pal."
Yeah, it will be your last show.
Yeah.
Like, how do you,
why?
When you're up on stage like that, you are so vulnerable. How do you not cancel? No matter how much security you hire on, unless you're in a bulletproof glass box, I would think that he was going to cancel.
The world and the people in it. All right, so now that we're talking about drugs and the cartel and stuff, here's the story of a 54-year-old guy from Louisiana arrested after authorities discovered $2 million worth of cocaine hidden in his house down in Louisiana, St. John the Baptist Parish in New Orleans.
Is that a lot of cocaine? I don't know what the price of cocaine
is. $2 million?
Yeah. Is that a significant amount? How much does that actually run on the streets?
It's more than $1 million, and it's less than $3 million. So you got me. I'm not a cocaine expert.
Somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle of that. There are a lot of people. Apparently, this parish in they've been following the addicts around to find out where they get their coke, and their investigation led them to the Louisiana home of this 54-year-old guy who is somehow connected to the same people that Mrs. Cocaine Mother there, we were just talking about. Most of the narcotics and heroin and fentanyl and all that stuff, the prescription painkillers, all comes from relatively the same area and the same sources. So, anyway, and look at the people who are admitting. There was a survey done of 1,400 U.S. adults last month, and 1 in 10 admitted that they had lost a relative because of drug overdoses. Can you imagine? What kind of an indictment is that of the system that allows this kind of stuff to go on? You know, all the movies and TV shows that are built around chasing the bad drug guys down?
And things are laced with stuff. Well, then also a lot of overdose deaths happen when people they sought recovery and then they relapse. And a lot of times, often with the relapse, they go back to using as much as they were before they found recovery.
Yeah.
And it's too much for their system.
Can't handle it. Gonzo. See you later. Woof. Speaking of see you later, there's more news from Libya. I've talked about this a couple of times even already today. Rescuers reaching flood victims, thousands of people dead. But there's an interesting story about survivors as well. There always are, right? Whenever there are big stories like this when so many people get killed, there's always a story about one or two lone survivors and what happens. You know, this is somebody who apparently, if you can believe this, stood on top of one of the pieces of the dam that collapsed. Huh? Good luck to you, pal. Here's a guy you want to know because he was born under a very lucky star, Mercury retrograde or not. There is a big summit going on this week. Yep, big guys, Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and Kim Jong Fatty are meeting, and apparently they have found common ground because they both don't like the United States. And furthermore, they don't like people who like the United States, like the Europeans. Anybody who's a friend of the U.S., you're not a friend of ours, and we're going to get
you. Isn't there a fine line between love and hate?
Yeah, that's true. There is. I didn't think about that. Yeah. All right, so do you love A-Rod or do you hate him?
Is indifference a choice? I don't have anything against him.
There's a to-do now. The sports talk radio stations are all over this. I don't know that there are a lot of regular, quote-unquote regular news talk stations that are talking about A-Rod. But apparently, because of the report on ESPN this last week, A-Rod has told the DEA that Manny Ramirez, Ryan Braun, and other players were along with him, clients of the this Biogenesis clinic that filled them up with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. It's kind of like the scandal that came about a number of years ago with Mark McGuire and Sosa.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that in the late 90s?
Yeah, right. Same, they're taking, what the heck was it they were taking? Something that bulked them all up.
HCG, HGH.
Yeah, HGH.
Whatever, the human growth hormone. HGH, yeah. That's
right.
It.
Yep. Yeah. So, anyway, we always have winners and losers of the day. Sometimes I get to them. I always have a list of winners and losers. Today and this week, I am considering making Yoda the person of the day or the week. And you can say, Yoda? What do you mean? What are we talking about? There's a dog, a police dog named Yoda, that got the bad guy in Pennsylvania. Cool dog. Look at this. Most of these police dogs are German. That's why they call them sometimes. German Shepherds are called police dogs. Even though, well, they are, but they aren't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're German Shepherds, not police dogs.
He's such a good boy.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, Hunter Biden is suing an ex-Trump aide. Or I should say the attorneys, right? You want me to get this accurate? The attorney. So how are these guys getting paid? This is the real story, isn't who's getting sued. I want to know where Hunter Biden is getting all of this dough to pay these $500 an hour attorneys. He's got four or five of them. They're around him all the time. So where's the money coming from? Is it the $5 million that he took from the Chinese? Or is it another $5 million that he got from some other business person trading on his father's name? Huh? Which is it? What's the story?
I feel like we need the Jerry Maguire soundbite. Show me the money!
Show me the money! Yeah. That would be... Dogs and we got time for this? Yeah. Okay, latest shark problem. A man was bitten in the face by a shark while surfing. This is I shouldn't laugh at this because the guy's in tough shape. Surfing at the beach known as the shark bite capital of the world. So if you know that, why are you swimming in this beach, Florida, near New Smyrna Beach, the jetty where all the sharks hang out? He goes swimming, gets bitten in the face. Hello. What do you expect? 48 after the hour? This is good day.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. Now each bottle is a month supply. So the each bottle is 30 day supply and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight, or you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product, and you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
After the hour now on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I am proud always to pass along the information. I've had such great experiences with Ken over the years. My physicality is my confidence in my physicality comes from spending time with Ken, him telling me what's going on in my body. I guess sometimes I have these conversations with people, Ken, and I'm unusual. People say, I don't want to know. I want to know. Why wouldn't you want to know? Take care of yourself. You have various things in your body that maybe are hereditarily important. You ought to check on those or just the way you live. I just want to know what's going on. So you'll find out if you have time with Dr. Ken. Help yourself either directly at the office at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora or in a Zoom telemedicine review. Why not? 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. And again, I remind you of the number to call in questions for Dr. Ken for this portion of the program, 855-999-3684. There's a study out that is rather strange. The question about concussions and how it helps or doesn't. Some people think concussions help their brain function better. I don't know who thinks that way, but somebody. I've heard that conversation over the years. So why this study of twins with regard to this? What's the special consideration there, Ken?
Well, I think the only people who think concussions help their brain function better are people who have already had a concussion. The reason why you do a twin study is because you want to see whether the effect is genetic when you use identical twins or whether it was due to environment. And the environmental issue here is an early concussion. And this was a publication this week in the medical journal. Neurology is a study of male twins from an average age of 67, and it reveals that earlier concussions are tied to lower scores on tests of thinking and memory. So your thinking and memory skills may take a hit decades after recovering from a concussion. So if you use twins, Doug, you know that the effect was not genetic. It wasn't inherited. One of the twin had the concussion. The other twin didn't have the concussion. And the twin that had the concussion is the one whose memory problems and thinking developed later and not the other twin.
Not the other way around. Yep. All right. Now, AI. The whole business is a very controversial thing. I noticed that there was a story floating around that I think is very impactful, frankly. A boy suffering from chronic pain for 3 years. They went to every doctor imaginable and couldn't find out what the cause. So they used artificial intelligence, put in all the information that had been gleaned from the 3 years of testing for the various doctors, MRIs, x-rays, all that stuff, reports from doctors. And the ChatGPT kicked out the answer that they couldn't get. They were frustrated. 3 years of going to countless doctors. And so what came out was that this youngster had a what they call tethered spiral cord syndrome, which is a neurological disorder caused by the lack of attachment to the... In other words, the spinal cord jumping up and down, he was as youngsters used to have a bounce house. And so it separated the spiral cord, and they couldn't find that. I can't imagine. That seems amazing to me. With all the MRIs and stuff, but it took this AI thing to figure it out. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think that AI, when it's used as assisted intelligence, as opposed to artificial intelligence, will be very good in medicine. And I think that this is a good use of it when trying to diagnose the very difficult diagnostic dilemmas, as doctors like to call them, and using some assisted intelligence is fine. But we have to be careful because, you know, there's one of the private health insurers is having a lot of legal problems right now because they were using AI to refuse claims without having humans review the claims. And so many approvals were not provided, and this has become a huge, huge problem. So when used appropriately, AI will be helpful. When used inappropriately, it can be hugely dangerous to our health.
Well, there it is. I think that is the final word, at least for today. Good day, health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. Thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.